Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Well, I wanted to share a word with you. I want to open, you know, we have this discussion on honor. Mm-hmm. You know, as we're looking around and we see today's society, we see so many things that are happening and so many things that are going on, and you realize that there's something that's missing. And honor is one of those words or one of those character traits that seems to be missing in the land these days. You know, and it's powerful.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the word honor is defined as honesty, fairness or integrity, a high respect as for worth, to hold in high public esteem. Honor. And so you look at some of these old movies, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you see that it was a big thing for a person to be a man of honor, you know, to be a woman of honor and integrity. And it just seems like these days that that's not even something that most people, or say, I can't say most, but some people are not wanting to, don't honor have a high value on.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so, you know, the Lord wants us to be people of honor. And he definitely wants us to honor others. You know, when you think of that word honor, you know, the first thing that comes to mind, you may think of, you know, a knight in shining, you know, saying the honor of a knight, you know. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. But it just means so much more. And Romans 13:7 says that everyone is made in the image of God.
Right.
Just because of that. Just because Jesus died for somebody, that alone is enough for us to have honor. They're human being.
Yeah.
And you look at some of the injustices and some of the things that have been done to people and said to people, maybe the things that we have done. You know, I've done some dishonorable things in my life that I've
right.
needed to repent and ask the Lord to forgive me of. And you realize that, you know what? There's something changes when you aim to be a man or a woman of honor, when you say that I'm going to honor people, I'm going to be honorable, things begin to change. And as one scripture in 1 Peter says, show proper respect to everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Show proper respect to everyone. And that's so important. Because you're looking at, you know, a society these days
mm-hmm.
that, you know, honor is not something that is forthright. It's not something that they're thinking about. It's not something that they want to do. You see things that are happening in classrooms, things that are happening with even just the police and just all different things. It's like, wait a minute, where is the honor? Where is the honor? And so it's something that we need to bring back.
Right. Yeah. Absolutely.
Something that we need to emulate.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we're choosing to honor someone, you know, what we're saying is that we're adding value to you. We're you know, you already are valuable,
mm-hmm.
but we're like reaffirming that value to mm-hmm. you.
Right.
I'm amazed at how so many people have been attacked with low self-esteem. There's been no one there to speak life to them, to encourage them, to tell them what they can be, who they are. And so just by saying words, you know, I have this little thing that whenever I go into a restaurant or, you know, I see someone doing something good, I try just to honor them and say something positive and just to boost them up. You know, next time you go into a restaurant and you see someone working hard or some. Say something nice to them. Hey, you're doing a great job. Or mm-hmm. thank you so much for the service that you gave me today. And give them a nice tip. It's amazing how we spoke about this the other day that there's power in our words. You know, the mm-hmm. power of life and death is in the tongue. That's what the Bible says.
Right.
And so it didn't cost us nothing. It was free. It didn't cost you nothing to give a compliment, to honor someone and to add value. When we honor someone, we're saying that they're important.
Mm-hmm. Putting them first.
Yeah, we're putting you first. You're saying you're important. You mm-hmm. you matter.
Yeah.
You're not insignificant. You're not meaningless. You're not just a dot somewhere. But you know what? I'm going to reaffirm your value. I'm going to say that you're important, you know, and we're going to recognize you for who you are. And you think about our society, we think about honor, You know, the Bible talks about honoring your fathers and mothers.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Honor your father and mother. It's a first commandment with a promise. Bible tells us and instructs us to honor the king, honor those that are in authority.
Right.
You know, no matter, you know, you have politicians and they serve us in different capacities. But you know what? No matter what anyone's political view is, you know, you always honor
mm-hmm.
whoever the person that has the authority in the land. This is just the right thing to do. You honor. You don't say you don't call the president by his first name.
No.
You call
no.
him Mr. President.
That's right. Exactly. That's right.
Mm-hmm. Mr. President. And it's a way of showing honor. You know, another way the Bible instructs us to show honor is we are to honor the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
We are to honor God. And that's the first place of honor that we should have. We should esteem him. We should hold him in high respect. We should hold his word in high respect. And to honor him is to have a fear of him. If we don't have a fear of him, then we just maybe ignore the things of God. We don't even think that he's present.
Right.
We can sin and not even think that that's anything.
Right.
But if we're going to honor, I mean, if you'd honor your teacher, if you'd honor the police officer, if you'd honor the president, if you'd honor the person across the street,
mm-hmm.
why wouldn't we honor God?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And one of the ways that we honor him, we say by obeying him, by following his word. Right. The Bible also instructs us in 1 Corinthians 6:20 that we honor the Lord with our bodies. Another way we honor the Lord in Proverbs 3:9 is we honor him with our wealth, with our tithes, with our offerings.
Right.
And again, Matthew 15:8, we honor him with a heart of obedience. I'm talking about honor, restoring high respect, restoring integrity in one's life. And it's something that we need to continue to fan the flame. I think about mm-hmm. Rick Joyner and the word that he shared when he talks about that, you know, one of the keys for the Great Awakening is to honor the fathers.
That's right. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, natural fathers and spiritual fathers. And 1 Peter 5:17 says that they're the ones that teach the word of God. They're worthy of double honor.
That's right.
You know, honor is a choice. Who you honor and who you dishonor says a lot about a person.
Mm-hmm.
That says a lot.
Wow, that's right.
Who you honor and who you choose to dishonor says a lot about a person. And imagine that there's 10 commandments, right? 6 of the 10 commandments are dealing and relating to others.
Mm-hmm.
4 of them are dealing and relating, you know, to God.
Right.
Every sin then is rooted in a seed of dishonor. You're either dishonoring somebody else,
right,
or you're dishonoring God.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And it's just like, ooh, if we've broken any of these commandments, yikes.
Yeah. That's right.
You know?
It's kind of like, who are we ever to dishonor someone?
That's right.
Exactly.
Wow.
Exactly. It just helps us to walk in humility, because when you mm-hmm. walk in humility, and one of the things, too, is that honor gives us access.
That's right.
And brings us into a proper alignment. You know, I know that we're coming close to the end of the first hour, and I want to be able to continue, hopefully, some of more about honor in our extra hour. You don't want to miss it, because there's so much that we can learn about being honorable and about following the ways of God.
Amen. Amen.
At the end of the first hour, we're talking about honor. And how restoring honors is such an important thing that we need to do in our own lives and you know, practice and make it something that's serious that we're going to commit to. Because what we're seeing that dishonor is something that's kind of rampant, even across our country and in society. And we talked about some of the ways that we can begin to honor our fellow man
mm-hmm.
and to honor the Lord. And
right.
we also discussed basically how every sin is rooted in the seed of dishonor.
Mm-hmm.
Because by breaking one of the Ten Commandments, we're either sinning against God or we're either sinning against man. And so there are some key things that we can grasp about honor as we aim to be honorable people before the Lord. And one of the things about honor is that honor gives us access and brings us into proper alignment. You know, sometimes things, you know, oftentimes things don't work out because we're out of alignment.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's no honor. You know, it's hard to bless a child, let's say, who's just not honorable.
Right. Who's dishonored.
You know what I mean?
That's right.
Yeah. I mean, it's like I want to give you the blessing, right? You want to give the blessing. You want it, but how many? I think about how many children, mm-hmm. because they're not proper aligned with their parents, are not receiving the blessing that could be theirs.
That's right.
I think about employees who are not honoring their bosses, let's say, or their supervisors, and because of that, mm-hmm. maybe there's no favor on their situation. There's no favor at their workplace, and right. and they're not aligned with the flow and blessing of God. They took themselves out of, you know, alignment. And so there are rewards for living a life of honor. Mm-hmm. You know, Pat, one of the rewards of honor is relationship.
Right. That's right.
It's a reward, because how many times do you see where a relationship has gone bad? You know, Steve, there's a problem in the relationship. And what you realize is that maybe there was so much dishonor sowed. Mm-hmm. And one of the enemies to honoring is to be familiar mm-hmm. with people or be familiar with things. Right. And I'm afraid that has so easily crept in to many people's lives. You know, yeah. you got to guard yourself, because you can become familiar, especially with those in authority or those that, in your family or in your workplace or in your church, and you fail to recognize that this person is worthy of my honor.
Mm-hmm. They deserve,
you know,
honor.
Yeah.
And honor is like a step beyond respect. I mean, respect that should be given, mm-hmm. right?
Right.
You work for it mm-hmm. yourself. You know, the attitude for yourself is you need to work for it every day. You know, work mm-hmm. to be respected, right? Right? Mm-hmm. To be a respectable person, but you give honor. And you give respect just because that's who you are.
Right. Right.
That's because it's the right thing to do. And the world gives honor in different ways. The world likes to choose things that they're going to honor. You know what I'm saying? The world wants to recognize, if you will, success or achievement or mm-hmm. just different things in the world. And they say, you got to accomplish something. You got to do something,
yeah,
mm-hmm. you know, so that we could say, you're honorable. It's right. amazing how someone who hasn't done an amazing accomplishment, they're a nobody, and no one pays attention to them, right? Mm-hmm. And the minute this same person that they said was a nobody does something in their eyes that is, oh my goodness, they're honoring him. They got on front pages. They want to do interviews. And it's like, wait a minute, where were you when you know, saying I didn't do this great thing?
Yeah, right.
Is now all of a sudden I have honor? All of a sudden you want to respect me and put me on your couch and send the limo for the interview? And you know what I'm saying? Now you want to honor? I have to do something? Mm-hmm. And we can't have that same approach when it comes to people. We can't have others perform for us and to jump through hurdles and go through some sort of gymnastics routine for us to say, okay, now that you have, you know, dotted your I's and crossed your T's, mm-hmm. I can begin to esteem you.
You got to honor unconditionally.
Absolutely.
It's not honor based off of results or deeds done.
Absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely. Because when we come to a place, where we can honor someone above ourselves, mm-hmm. you come into a place of humility. Humility is the gift that allows you to honor. If you're struggling with pride and you can't recognize and prefer your brother above yourself, that they should have the to go first or to get recognized or whatever the case may be, mm-hmm. it becomes a pride issue. But humility really opens the doors, the first step to be a man or a woman of honor.
Right, right.
Now, one of the things we got to encourage ourselves and to really hone in on and to keep before us as well is how devastating dishonor is.
All right.
You know, dishonor destroys. Mm-hmm. You know, it's more than it's beyond the character glitch. It really is destructive, because who you dishonor, mm-hmm. who you dishonor,
that matters.
It really, truly, truly matters. And one of the things that I think about when I just think about dishonoring, and we talk about, you know, wisdom and being a man or woman of wisdom and not walking in foolish ways, is that when you begin to honor people, God, things that the Lord has brought into your life, you open yourself up for the blessing of the Lord. But sometimes you wonder, you know, can you stand to be blessed? Can you actually stand to be blessed? Because it's like, you know, God wants to honor you. He wants to bless you. He wants to give you all this stuff. But it's like, what's the problem here?
He can't. Right. Yeah.
And I was like, God bless me with this. God was like, dude, you didn't honor the last thing I gave you. That's right. You know, you gave your family, didn't honor your family. Mm-hmm. Gave your husband, you dishonored your husband. Gave your wife, you dishonored your wife. Gave you, you know, your job, you dishonored. It's like, that's I right. want to give you stuff, but if you dishonor, you open the door for it to be taken out of your life.
That's good.
You know, and the last thing that I want to say about honor is that honor is a choice. Mm-hmm. It really is a choice, and it's a tremendous blessing to walk in a place where you're going to say, you know, I'm just going to be a man or a woman of honor. Mm-hmm. I'm going to ask God to help me, to empower me, and I'm going to start embracing the attitude of showing high respect to everyone. Mm-hmm. That I'm going to prefer my brother above myself. I'm going to prefer my sister above myself. That I'm going to look for ways how I could decrease and others can increase, and how I can be a blessing, how I can be aligned with whatever God has for me, because I'm not going to sow the seed of dishonor. I'm going to sow the seed of honor.
Mm-hmm, that's right.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.